All right, let's jump into another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at IoT security, a topic that's critical and maybe even a little bit scary.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about all those smart devices we rely on every day.
Yeah.
You know, our homes, our cars, even entire industrial systems.
Mm.
They're all connected, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That also makes them potential targets for cyber attacks.
Exactly. And it's not just the sheer number of devices, it's also the nature of them.
Right.
Many IoT devices have pretty basic security, making them easy targets. So we're talking billions of entry points, a massive attack surface for hackers.
Okay. So billions with a B. That's a lot of potential vulnerabilities.
A lot, yeah.
And the potential damage is huge, right? Imagine if someone hacks into a power grid or a self-driving car network.
Oh, absolutely.
This isn't just about data theft anymore. It's about real-world disruption, chaos.
Oh, yeah. That's why this research we're looking at today is so interesting. It comes from the 24th Annual Digital Forensics Research Conference, a gathering of, well, the real cybersecurity pros.
Oh, okay. So we're diving into the deep end here, the stuff that the experts are really buzzing about.
Exactly. This paper details a new system called Mars Memory Anomaly Recognition System, which aims to detect intrusions before they can cause any real harm.
Mars. That sounds kind of like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
So how does this, how does Mars work?
Well, the paper focuses on how Mars uses the device's memory itself as a key indicator of suspicious activity.
Okay, so like a quick refresher here. Why is memory so important for these gadgets?
So most IoT devices are really designed for very specific tasks. Like, take a smart thermostat, for instance.
Yeah.
It monitors temperature, adjusts your heating, right? Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, their memory usage is highly predictable. It follows a certain pattern.
Okay, so any change from that routine could mean something's fishy.
Precisely. Imagine you park in the same spot every day, but one day your car is suddenly somewhere else. You'd immediately suspect something happened, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Mars works in a similar way, constantly monitoring memory for those unexpected movements.
Got it. So it's like a security camera for the memory parking lot, always watching for anything unusual. Mm. But does it actually scan, like, every single bit of data in the memory?
That's where it gets really clever. Mars takes advantage of a secure area within the device's microcontroller called the Trusted Execution Environment, or T for short.
Microcontroller. Is that like the tiny brain of an IoT device?
You got it spot on.
Okay.
And the T within that acts as a kind of fortress, a protected space.
Yeah.
So even if malware infects the main system, Mars is safe inside this T.
So it's tamper-proof. Even if the device gets compromised.
Right. It can still sound the alarm from within its secure little fortress.
That's pretty impressive. Okay, so we get why the T is important for protecting Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But why is memory such a prime target for hackers in the first place? Why go after the memory specifically?
Well, because memory is where everything happens in real time.
Uh-huh.
Data storage, processing, execution of commands, it all goes through the memory.
Right.
So if malware can get into the memory, it basically gains control of the entire device. It can steal data, control functions, even spread to other devices on the network.
So it's like hijacking the central nervous system of the device.
Exactly. And traditional security measures, like firewalls, they might not be enough if the malware is already inside messing with the memory.
Okay, so we've got our battlefield memory.
Yeah.
And our warrior Mars. But how do we know it actually works? Did the researchers... Did they put it through its paces?
They did. They really put it to the test. They used two applications for their experiments. A high-security infrared motion sensor.
Like the kind you'd see in a bank or something.
Exactly. And also a much simpler application, a basic blinking LED.
A blinking LED. That seems, I don't know, pretty basic compared to a high-security sensor.
Oh, it might seem that way, but think about it. That little LED could be used to indicate the device's status. If it's manipulated to show everything's fine when it's not, well, that's a sneaky way to hide malicious activity.
Ah, I see. So even a simple device like that can benefit from this kind of security.
Exactly. Every device plays a part, no matter how small.
So what did the researchers do to these test subjects?
They introduced intentional errors into the memory, simulating various cyber attacks. They even flipped individual bits in the memory just to see if Mars could keep up.
Okay, so they really put it through the ringer. Flipping bits? That's getting down to the nitty-gritty.
It is. But you know what? Mars passed with flying colors. It successfully detected the anomalies in both applications.
Wow. So even when they tried to really mess things up, Mars was able to spot the trouble.
It was. It proved its potential as a powerful tool in the fight against IoT malware. And that's really exciting.
It is exciting. But Before we get too carried away, let's talk about limitations. The researchers are upfront about the fact that Mars is still a prototype.
Right.
So what are the big hurdles they need to clear? What are the next steps?
Well, one of the key challenges is testing it against real-world malware in more complex environments. Controlled tests are one thing, but the real world is a whole other beast.
Right, it's going to prove itself in the wild, not just in the lab.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
They also highlight the need for further development, particularly in the area of artificial intelligence. Right now, Mars is using relatively simple algorithms for detection.
Right.
But imagine if it could learn and adapt using AI.
Okay, now that's where things get really interesting. AI for cybersecurity? That sounds pretty futuristic.
It is. It's the future we're moving towards. Think about it. Mars could analyze past attacks, predict future threats, and even respond automatically to protect devices.
Like a self-learning security system. That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. It's still down the line, of course, early stages. But the potential of this approach is undeniable, especially when you consider the stakes involved.
Yeah, I mean, if something like Stuxnet can happen, we need all the protection we can get.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Stuxnet, the paper mentioned that quite a bit. Can you remind us what that was all about again?
Sure. Stuxnet was a highly sophisticated worm that targeted industrial control systems, specifically Iran's nuclear program back in 2010.
It caused significant damage, setting back their program by years.
So not just data theft, but actual sabotage with real-world consequences. That's terrifying.
It is, yeah. And it highlights how vulnerable critical infrastructure can be, even with existing security measures in place.
Which is why something like Mars could be so valuable, especially in those high-stakes industrial environments.
Exactly. The researchers suggest that Mars could be used to secure power plants, manufacturing facilities, all kinds of critical infrastructure.
So it's not just about protecting our smart homes, it's about protecting the systems that keep our society running. That's a pretty big deal.
Huge, yeah. It raises some important questions, too, like, as we become increasingly reliant on these interconnected systems, how do we ensure they remain secure and trustworthy? How do we stay ahead of the bad guys? That is the question, isn't it? Okay, so we've talked about the battlefield memory and our potential hero, Mars. But let's dig a little deeper into how Mars actually works. The paper mentions this thing called the Trusted Execution Environment, or T. Can you break that down for us? What is a T exactly?
Sure. Think of a T as a secure area, almost like a separate room, within the hardware of the device itself.
Okay.
It's isolated, protected. So even if the main system is compromised, the T remains secure.
So it's like a digital vault inside the device.
Yeah, you could think of it that way. And that's where Mars lives. Safe and sound.
Protected from all the nasty malware lurking outside.
Exactly. Even if attackers manage to break into the device, they can't get to Mars or the information it's protecting.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
So how does Mars actually analyze the memory inside this digital fortress?
It uses a technique called anomaly detection, which is all about looking for unusual patterns of activity. It's constantly comparing the current memory activity to a baseline of what's normal for that specific device.
Right. We talked about how IoT devices usually have predictable memory usage patterns.
Right.
So Mars is basically looking for anything that deviates from that norm, anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly. It's like noticing that your car is parked in a different spot than usual. It raises a red flag, something to investigate.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got our detective always on patrol, looking for any suspicious activity in the memory neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's just the beginning of what Mars can do. The researchers went into a lot of detail about how they actually implemented this system, and it involves some serious technical wizardry, a mix of hardware and software expertise.
It does. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they really had to get into the guts of these devices to make it work. But before we get lost in all the technical details, let's step back and look at the big picture again.
Sounds good. Big picture thinking. That's what we need.
Okay, so big picture. Where do we go from here? What are the key takeaways from all this?
You know, one thing that really struck me about this research is it really shows how ingenious these cybersecurity researchers are. They're constantly coming up with new ways to protect us, thinking outside the box.
Yeah, it's like a constant arms race, right?
It is.
The bad guys are always trying to find new ways to attack, and the good guys are always trying to stay one step ahead.
Exactly. And in this case, they've come up with a really innovative approach using memory itself to detect intrusions.
Yeah. And they did just come up with the idea.
Right.
They actually built a working prototype. The paper goes into some detail about how they implemented Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they had to get pretty deep into the technical weeds.
They did, yeah. They had to understand both the software and the hardware side of things. Remember the trusted execution environment, the T?
Yeah, the digital fortress.
Exactly. They had to figure out how to leverage that to create a secure space for Mars to operate.
Right, because if Mars itself can be compromised, then the whole system falls apart.
Exactly. It's like they had to build a fortress within a
A
fortress.
fortress within a fortress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And they chose a specific microcontroller for their prototype, one that had built-in security features they could use.
Okay.
And of course, they had to write code using a mix of different programming languages.
Right. So it was a real team effort combining all this expertise in hardware, software, and cybersecurity. I'm guessing there were some challenges along the
Oh,
way.
definitely. One of the biggest was dealing with the limitations of the hardware itself.
Yeah.
IoT devices are often designed to be low cost and energy efficient,
Right.
which means they don't have a lot of processing power or memory to spare.
So it's like trying to run a supercomputer on a pocket calculator.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, exactly. They had to be really clever in how they designed Mars, making sure it was efficient and lightweight enough to run on these devices.
Right, because it's got to be lean and mean to work on those tiny devices.
It does.
And on top of that, they had to make sure that Mars itself was secure.
Absolutely, yeah. Security was their top priority throughout the entire process. They really had to think like attackers, trying to figure out all the ways that Mars could be compromised.
So they're like playing chess with the bad guys,
Yeah.
always trying to stay one step ahead.
Exactly. And that's what makes cybersecurity so challenging and so fascinating, this constant back and forth.
The stakes are high.
They are, yeah.
Well, based on their testing, it seems like they're winning that battle, at least for now.
So far, so good.
But they acknowledge that there's still a long way to go before Mars can be widely deployed, right?
Oh, absolutely. They've proven that the concept works, but scaling it up to handle millions or even billions of devices,
Yeah.
that's a whole other challenge.
Yeah. The real world is a lot messier than a controlled lab environment.
It is much messier.
So, what are some of the specific challenges they need to address? What are the roadblocks?
Well, one of the big ones is dealing with the sheer volume of data. Imagine millions of devices all sending memory snapshots to a central server. That's a huge amount of data to process, and it can easily create a bottleneck.
Yeah, and not to mention the privacy implications of collecting all that data.
Oh, absolutely. That's another huge concern. They'll need to find ways to anonymize the data and protect user privacy.
Right. Security and privacy have to go hand in
They
hand.
do. They absolutely do.
Okay, so data volume and privacy, those are two big ones. What else?
Another challenge is adaptability. Making sure that Mars can work on different types of devices.
Right, because right now the prototype is designed for a specific microcontroller.
Right.
But in the real world, there are tons of different devices out there, all with different hardware and software.
Exactly. It's like trying to design a universal remote control that works with every TV and streaming device ever made.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right. So they'll need to find ways to make Mars more portable so it can run on different platforms without compromising security or performance.
Okay, so portability is key. But even if they solve that problem, there's still the issue of keeping up with the bad guys.
Oh, absolutely. That's the never-ending challenge in cybersecurity.
Because as soon as you come up with a new security measure, the attackers start looking for ways to get around it.
Exactly. It's a constant game of cat and mouse.
Always staying one step ahead.
Always.
Well, it sounds like the researchers behind Mars are up for the challenge. They're already looking ahead to the next generation, which will incorporate artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that's where it gets really exciting.
We touched on that earlier, but can you elaborate on how AI could take Mars to the next level?
Well, imagine a version of Mars that can not only detect anomalies, but also predict them before they even occur.
So instead of just being a detective, it could be a fortune teller, seeing into the future of cyber threats.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not as far-fetched as it might seem. AI algorithms are already being used to analyze massive amounts of data, looking for patterns that humans might miss.
So it's like having a superpower detective sifting through mountains of evidence and spotting the tiniest clues.
Exactly. And by training these algorithms on data from past attacks, they can learn to recognize the signs of an impending attack, the telltale patterns.
So it's like studying the habits of a criminal,
Yes.
learning their methods, predicting their next move.
Exactly. And by incorporating that kind of predictive capability into Mars, it could become an even more powerful tool for preventing attacks, not just detecting them.
So instead of just reacting to threats, it could proactively take steps to stop them before they even happen.
Precisely. It could automatically update security settings, block suspicious traffic, even isolate compromised devices from the network.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like having a self-learning, self-healing immune system for our digital world.
That's a fantastic way to put it. It's a future I'm very excited about.
Me too. It's amazing to think that something as simple as analyzing memory could lead to such a powerful solution.
It is.
But like with any new technology, there are potential downsides, risks to consider. We touched on this briefly before, but I think it's worth exploring a bit further.
Oh, absolutely. It's important to acknowledge that any powerful tool can be misused.
Right.
And in the case of Mars, there are some legitimate concerns.
For example?
Well, one concern is that Mars could be used for surveillance, to spy on people.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to gain access to the Mars system, they could potentially monitor the activity of any device that has it installed.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. Like having a hidden camera and microphone everywhere you go.
Exactly. And it's not just about privacy in the home.
Right.
Imagine Mars installed on devices in a workplace or a school. Someone could track your every move, monitor your conversations, even access your personal data.
That's straight out of a dystopian novel.
It is, yeah. It's a reminder that we need to be very cautious about how we develop and deploy this technology.
Right. We can't just focus on the technical capability.
We have to consider
the social and ethical implications as well.
Absolutely. It's not just about building better security systems. It's about building a better world.
Well said. And I think researchers behind Mars are aware of this. They've been very open about the potential risks, and they're working to address them.
They are, which is encouraging.
It is. It shows they're taking their responsibility seriously. But ultimately, it's up to all of us to make sure that technology is used for good, not for harm.
Absolutely. It's a collective responsibility.
And that starts with having open and honest conversations about the potential risks and benefits.
Yes.
We need to be informed, engaged, and hold our leaders accountable.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture implications.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive back into some of the specific findings from the paper. They tested Mars on two different applications.
Right.
And I'm curious to hear more about the results.
Okay.
We talked about the LED before, but what about the motion sensor? Why did they choose that as a test subject?
Well, infrared motion sensors are commonly used in high security places.
Right.
Like banks, museums, government buildings, places like that.
Right. To detect any unwanted intruders.
Exactly. They're designed to trigger an alarm if someone enters a restricted area.
Makes sense.
But what if an attacker could hack into the sensor and disable it? Or even worse, manipulate it to trigger false alarms.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad. Create a diversion.
Exactly. So that's why they chose it as a test case. They wanted to see if Mars could detect and prevent that kind of attack.
And could it?
It could. They simulated a bunch of different attacks, including disabling the sensor, triggering those false alarms, even manipulating the sensor data to make it look like there was no movement when there actually was.
So they were really trying to fool it.
Oh, yeah.
And Mars was able to see through the deception every time.
Every time. In every case, Mars detected the anomaly and raised the alarm.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
It sounds like Mars could really be a game changer in the security world.
It does have that potential, yeah.
But as we discussed earlier, there are still some hurdles to overcome. One of the big ones is making sure that Mars can be easily deployed on a wide range of devices.
Right. Portability is key.
We talked about that. But even if they solve that, there's still the challenge of keeping up with the attackers, right? Because cybersecurity is a constantly evolving field.
It is, constantly changing.
As soon as you develop a new security measure, the attackers start looking for ways to bypass it.
They do, always trying to stay ahead of the game.
It's a never-ending cat and mouse game.
It is, which is why the researchers are already looking ahead to the next generation of Mars, which will incorporate even more advanced techniques, including AI.
Right, the AI-powered security system of the future.
Exactly. Learning, adapting, evolving.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the potential benefits of Mars, but let's switch gears for a moment and talk about the potential risks. We touched on this before, but I think it's worth digging a little deeper.
I agree. Any new technology has the potential for misuse, and Mars is no exception.
So what are some of the specific concerns? What should we be wary of?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is the potential for surveillance. Imagine if Mars fell into the wrong hands.
Right, like a government agency or something.
Or even just a malicious individual. They could use Mars to spy on people, collect sensitive data, all sorts of bad things.
Yeah, that's a chilling thought. It's like Big Brother on steroids.
It is. And it's not just about privacy in your own home. Think about workplaces, schools, public spaces. Anywhere these devices are used, someone could be watching.
It's like that saying, if you're not paying for the product, You are the product.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations about the ethical implications of this technology. We need to make sure it's used responsibly.
It's not enough to just focus on the technical aspects.
No, it's
I
not.
have to think about the broader societal impact as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so privacy is a major concern. What else should we be thinking about?
Well, another concern is the potential for bias. Remember, Mars relies on machine learning algorithms to detect anomalies, and those algorithms are only as good as the data they're trained on.
So if the data is biased, the algorithms will be biased too.
Exactly, and that could lead to all sorts of problems. For example, Mars could be more likely to flag certain types of activity as suspicious based on who's using the device or where they're located.
So it could be used to discriminate against certain groups of people, even if that's not the intention.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to make sure that the data used to train these algorithms is diverse and representative of the real world.
We need to make sure that these systems are fair and equitable for everyone.
Absolutely. And that's not an easy task. It requires careful consideration and ongoing monitoring.
So it's not just a technical challenge, it's a social and ethical challenge as well.
It is, and it's one that we need to take seriously.
Well said. Okay, so we've talked about some of the potential risks of Mars, but let's not forget about the potential benefits.
Oh, yes,
I mean,
definitely.
this technology could really revolutionize the way we protect our devices and our data.
It could. And it's important to keep that in mind as we move forward.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that balance, right? Harnessing the power of technology while mitigating the risks.
Exactly. And that requires ongoing research, development, and collaboration.
We all need to work together, researchers, policymakers, industry leaders, even everyday
We
citizens.
do. It's a shared responsibility.
Well said. And I think that's a great place to wrap up this part of our deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical details of Mars to the broader social and ethical implications.
We have, and I think it's clear that this is just the beginning of the conversation. There's still a lot to learn, a lot to discuss.
Absolutely. And we're excited to see where this technology goes in the future.
Me too.
Stay tuned for the next part of our deep dive, where we'll be exploring the future of Mars and what it could mean for the Internet of Things.
We'll be discussing the potential of artificial intelligence, the challenges of scalability, and the ethical considerations that need to be addressed.
It's going to be a fascinating discussion, and we hope you'll join us. All right, welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Mars and IoT security.
Glad to be back.
We've been talking about how Mars works, detecting those weird memory patterns to catch malware.
Right?
We've talked about the potential benefits, the challenges, the whole nine yards. But what about the future? Where could this technology go from here?
That's the exciting part,
Yeah,
right?
the researchers hinted at some pretty cool possibilities in the paper.
We did.
Let's start with the AI angle.
Okay.
They mentioned incorporating, more sophisticated algorithms into Mars. What kind of impact could that have?
Well, right now, Mars is mainly about reacting to anomalies, right?
Detecting those deviations from
Right.
normal memory usage.
Exactly. But with AI, it could become much more proactive. Imagine it learning from past attacks, identifying those patterns, and actually predicting threats before they happen.
So it wouldn't just be a detective, it'd be like a cybersecurity fortune teller.
Yeah, kind of. It's not as crazy as it sounds. AI is already being used in cybersecurity for threat detection and analysis, feeding Mars with data from real-world attacks. It could learn so much faster.
So it's like giving a detective years of experience in just a few hours.
Exactly. And as it encounters new threats, it could adapt, its detection methods in real time.
Okay, so it's constantly evolving, getting smarter.
Right, which is essential in this field.
Because the bad guys are always coming up with new tricks.
Anyways.
Okay, so AI sounds promising. But let's not forget the practical challenges.
Right.
We're talking billions of IoT devices out there,
Billions, yeah.
all with different hardware, different software.
Yeah.
Scaling something like Mars to that level seems, I don't know, pretty daunting.
It is. It's a huge challenge. The researchers know that. Portability is a major hurdle right now.
Because their prototype is designed for a very specific type of microcontroller.
Right.
But in the real world, you've got a million different types of devices.
Exactly.
So they need to create like a universal security solution for the Internet of Things.
It's a tall order.
Yeah, no kidding. So how do they even approach that? Where do they start?
Well, one idea is to develop a modular architecture for Mars.
Okay, modular, like building blocks.
Exactly. Create core components that can be adapted to different hardware platforms.
So you'd have the core detection algorithms, and then you could add specific modules for different types of devices or operating system.
Right. That way you're not starting from scratch every time.
Okay, that makes sense. Build on what you already have.
Exactly. Tailor it to the specific needs of each platform.
That sounds much more manageable.
It does.
But even with a modular design, wouldn't they need to work closely with the hardware manufacturers?
Oh, absolutely. Collaboration is key. The researchers stress that in the paper,
Right.
working with industry to integrate Mars into future devices.
Because if security is built in from the beginning,
Yes.
it's much more effective than trying to add it on later as an afterthought.
Exactly. It's got to be part of the DNA of the device.
Right. Okay. So industry collaboration is crucial. But it's not just about the hardware, right?
No, it's not.
The researchers also talked about developing standardized security protocols.
They did.
So, like a common language for security that all devices can understand.
Exactly. That would help prevent the fragmentation we see in the market right now.
Yeah, because right now it's like everyone's speaking a different language
It is.
and makes it much harder to build a secure network.
It does. A standardized approach would be a game changer.
Okay, so we've got AI, modular design, industry collaboration, standardized protocols. That sounds like a pretty good roadmap for the future of Mars.
It's a good start, for sure.
Any other interesting possibilities on the horizon?
Well, one that really caught my eye was the idea of a secure boot mechanism.
Secure boot, what's that?
Imagine if Mars could not only detect anomalies, but also automatically restore a compromised device to a clean, secure state. Oh, wow. So, like hitting a reset button and wiping out any malware.
Exactly. No more freaking out when your smart fridge gets hacked.
Just hit the secure boot and you're good to go.
Exactly. Of course, there are technical challenges,
Right.
but if they can pull it off, it would be huge.
Yeah, it's like a self-healing immune system for our devices.
That's a great way to put it.
They could recover from attacks without any human intervention.
It would change everything.
And it's not just about recovering from attacks, right?
Right. Yeah.
Secure boot could also ensure that devices are only running authorized software.
Exactly. So no more installing those shady apps from untrusted sources.
Right. Keep those bad apps out.
Exactly. And it would help to prevent the spread of malware.
Okay, so we're talking about a future where our devices are not only smart, but also incredibly secure. They can learn, they can adapt, they can even heal themselves.
It's a pretty amazing vision.
It is. And I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
Me too. But it's important to remember that security is a shared responsibility, right? It's not just up to the experts.
Yeah.
We all have to do our part.
We do. We need to stay informed, be proactive, ask questions, and demand accountability.
Well said. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive into the world of Mars and IoT security.
It has been a fascinating discussion.
It really has. We've learned a lot about the challenges and opportunities in this rapidly evolving field.
We have. And we've just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to explore.
Absolutely. And we encourage everyone to stay curious, keep learning, and engage in this important conversation.
Because the future of our digital world depends on it.
It does.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, stay safe out there.